Hey, Simon Mitchell is the coach of Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. They're 3-1. They've got a game, of course, tomorrow. Simon, appreciate your time. If you were to look at the start of the year and say you'd be 3-1 after four games, you'd be pretty satisfied with that. Appreciate your time. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tim. No, I'm greedy, mate. I'd say 4-0.
Very true. Well, you had a downer against the Kings. Was it between the ears more than anything?
No, I'm not too sure that was it. I think we were fairly focused, had a great week on the track, just failed to fire on the day. Obviously, we shot pretty poorly, which was evident for all to see. Made a couple of minor mistakes defensively, which didn't help. But I thought our rebounding was poor, which is a big task for us that we really set ourselves up for. And we failed that test. So, yeah, we gave away far too many opportunities for Sydney to get on the offensive boards. Every time we felt like we were just starting to wrest a little bit of momentum away, you know, Xavier Cooks had come up with an O-board and a putback, and we're back at square one. So, need to make an adjustment and get that right.
Yeah, they got bench points, didn't they? They got points in paint. They got points from turnovers. They certainly hurt you when you didn't have the basketball. You gifted them the basketball. They made you pay. And as you mentioned there, Cooks was the main protagonist. So well, let me just say again, tell me about the four games that have been. What's your takeaway from the first four games of the season in regards to the positives and the negatives?
Oh, well, obviously the positives are 3-1 and, a top four position at this point in time. So I think the greatest positive for us as a group, though, is that we're still only really scratching the surface on what I think we can achieve and on what we think as a group that this team can become. So we've got huge scope for improvement, in all areas of the game, to be honest. Offensively, although up until this game, our numbers were looking pretty darn good. We don't really feel like we're as fluent or as formidable as we were last year. I think there's plenty of areas that we can get better at there. And, defensively, I think we've been fairly solid. But again, there's areas that we can get better at, particularly on the defensive boards.
Simon Mitchell, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix coach. Don't forget you can watch every NBL game live on ESPN. You take on Illawarra tomorrow at the Wynn Entertainment Centre in Wollongong. They're coming off a loss. I was surprised by their loss because I sat courtside and commentated Wildcats live at the two Brisbane games, and I thought Brisbane were tough, but I felt they were fatigued by the second game as Cats. They get on a plane, they go home, and they beat the unbeaten Illawarra. That was a really good win for Brisbane. Were you surprised by that result?
Not really. Just similar sort of thing. I mean, obviously, there's an element of fatigue coming from Perth back to the East Coast, but having the home crowd and a good crowd at that, Brisbane looked refreshed. Illawarra coming off that double overtime game to New Zealand, and that was a really tough battle. So didn't surprise me that the Brisbane would get that. I thought it'd be a relatively close game, and it was. But Brisbane were really good on the day.
Coach's call. How have you instigated it? Have you been happy with what you've done, where you can challenge on into a timeout, a call in the competition? Are you a fan of it? How have you used it in the opening four games?
Very much not a fan of it. I don't think it's foolproof. And, I would like to see it disappear until we get it right. I think there's been some decisions that have been overturned that I wouldn't agree with. There's not conclusive evidence. So, yeah, for me, it's a no. I don't think we got enough. Well, there was no practice of it during the preseason. It's been thrust upon us, and I'm not sure we've quite got it right. Just from experience, even last year during the NBL Blitz, there's camera angles that were inconclusive, or they didn't show a preferred angle that would get the decision right. So for me, it's just not quite ready yet.
Okay. Have you taken that back? And do you think your opinion is shared by the other coaches in the competition?
I'd be pretty sure, without speaking to any of the other coaches about it, that Brian Gorgian would be in agreement with me. But I don't know about the others. Each to their own. We all see the game differently and through a different lens. But, I mean, it's just a personal opinion. The league shares a different opinion. And so we've got to live with it. But right at this point in time, I don't share a lot of confidence in it.
I'm loving the work of Mitch Creek. He's averaging 23, almost 24 points a game. You know, he's up there in the sort of Law, Cotton, Frank's stratosphere at the moment. He is the best Australian player in the competition. You must be absolutely thrilled. And you got Munford, of course, who we know has got some further upside. But speaking to Andrew Gaze yesterday, he said he's a ready-made star of the competition. So you've got the core nucleus of a wonderful lineup. You must be very happy with the input from both those players.
Yeah, they've both been really good. You know, Mitch has been spectacular throughout a long time in his career. The continued improvement that he shows is a real sort of his three ball has become elite. And it's not just the wide open ones that he's making. I mean, he's hitting stuff that's pretty difficult. That your so-called elite shooters that you expect them to be the only ones making. So he's gravitated towards that elite shooting level. And I mean, that's just a real big tip of the hat to the guy's professionalism and his want to continue to get better. You know, it's very easy to rest on your laurels and to say, yep, I'm a really, really, really good NBL player. But he's continuing to strive to be the best he can be. And I think we're starting to see that. Xavier Munford, yeah, look, he's a guy that we've been watching for a number of years. Obviously, last year was, well, the first real FIBA experience that he had outside of a very brief stint with Barcelona, and we really liked what we saw out of him. So, yeah, it was a no-brainer for us when he became available. His length complements some of our smaller guards, and he can switch through that 1-2, which our other guards can as well. So, yeah, really, really pleased with him, particularly the defensive end. And I'd throw Joe Chi in amongst that as being part of our real core nucleus as well, and he's been spectacular.
He certainly has been spectacular. Just having a look at his stats before you came on, Simon Mitchell, our guest from South East Melbourne Phoenix, don't forget, watch every NBL game live on ESPN via Kayo or Foxtel or on the app of ESPN. He said the four games, fantastic, 17 and 22 points against Sydney and United, double-figure boards, but against New Zealand, his return nowhere near as good. Can you just shed some light onto what may have been the situation there? I know he played slightly less minutes in those games as well against New Zealand, but had New Zealand worked him out a little bit? Did they play him differently? What was his role in those two games against the Breakers?
Oh, I think he got some rather dubious calls against him that made him sit on the bench longer. To be frank, there's a couple of whistles there that didn't go his way, and he just had to sit it out. So, we saw that in the preseason as well. If he's allowed to stay on the floor, then he's a really highly productive player at both ends of the floor. And when he's got to sit next to me, he's about as productive as I am. So it's, we obviously just need to get him on the floor and get him adjusted to the league. And more importantly, I think the league adjusts to him.
Yeah, very much so. Well, let's hope he's not forced out of the league, so to speak, and as you say, sitting on the bench, because to have players of his ilk in the competition is huge for our league, and I think he gets people through the turnstiles. He is a very, very handy acquisition to have. Simon, on a personal basis, when all the coaches have different quirks and idiosyncrasies and the way they go about it. Brian Gorgian, we know, I mean, he's a well-decorated, well-travelled coach and a legend of the NBL in particular, and has been overseas. I know you're probably not going to isolate him, but is he one of the toughest to coach against?
We've actually been pretty successful against Illawarra last year on his return. We won three of the four outings and we're up by 70 in the last quarter in that fourth one.
He's a dud, Mitchell.
Yeah, no, he's been really, really lucky for a really, really long time, eh?
Yeah, very true.
No, look, he's very formidable. But the coaches across the board and each have their own way of going about it. Obviously, Brian's defensive orientated. We've found ways to sort of circumnavigate some of the pressure that they like to apply, which is why we've been successful against them. Like all the coaches, the guy who probably threw the most during the course of a game where you had to sort of really make sure that you're making adjustments, trying to be ahead of the game, was probably Trevor Gleeson for me. Yeah. But he's no longer in the league, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Well, they've got themselves a pretty handy coach as well in Scott Morrison. They're a very different team. Sure. Obviously, I've got the privilege of seeing him every week over in Perth and sitting alongside them. That's a test, isn't it? Because, again, the very much a different game style from the Perth Wildcats. Are on top of the ladder as it stands right now, but a very different game style. And again, you have to, as a coach and your playing group, have to try and acclimatise and get a feel of what Perth are going to dish up. I mean, they come back to the pack in regards to game style. They're not as predictable.
Yeah, I think they're a really, really deep and talented squad. They've obviously had a few issues of getting their best squad out on the floor through pre-season and to this point. But it's kind of a tip of the hat to Scott, who came in late, but particularly, say, Mike Kelly, who had control of that team throughout the pre-season, of getting the guys that were healthy ready, because they've looked pretty good so far, given the amount of disruption that they've had. So they're only going to get better as they get used to Scott's system and as they get used to playing with each other. So I think, as per usual, we're going to see Perth Wildcats right in the thick of it. But yeah, we'll look forward to the challenge of getting them when they crop up in our schedule.
So you've got to get this game out of the way with, of course, the Illawarra Hawks, and then you get a little bit of a break, mate. What's going to be the plan for the playing group? How much do you sort of down tools and freshen up both going into the new year?
We've given the guys Christmas Day off, which was awfully generous to do. then we'll just pick up tools again on Boxing Day.
Apparently the soccer, Patrick Kisnorbo from Melbourne City, he's not giving his group the day off. They've got to train on Christmas Day.
Yeah, what a Scrooge, eh? No, look, it really comes down to your scheduling. So our next game will be on the 2nd of January, so against Adelaide, and we'll prepare for that game from the 26th onwards. Gives us plenty of time.
Yeah, very much so. Hey, you're up and about. Look forward to it. Can't wait for the game tomorrow night against Illawarra. You know they're going to bounce back. They're going to be at home. And as you mentioned, they're well coached by Brian Gorgian. But you do boast one of the best lineups in the competition. Looking forward to seeing how you measure up. Last one for you, just in regards to, I know it's been well documented, the whole Mitch Creek, the whole, you know, Melbourne United, the whole Peatling, the whole, all that drama. How did your club cope with all of that?
I was pretty quick to move on, to be honest. Like, after the game, there's a bit of hoo-ha, and I think the guys probably had a little extra hour of the eye open that night, just with adrenaline and all that sort of thing. But we had our review the following day and moved on pretty much from it. There's a couple of things off the court we were seeking clarification from in regards to, you know, why some guys were allowed to continue to play. But from after that, that's front office stuff for the most part. The playing group and the coaching staff, we really just started getting ready for our next game.
Yeah, it was good. Well, it's good for the highlights for Ireland. I think it got a lot of people talking, mate. And the rivalry is real. We look forward to the next time you play each other. Appreciate your time. Merry Christmas. Good luck tomorrow night against the Illawarra Hawks. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the time.
On you, mate. There's Simon Mitchell, up and about, the coach of the South East Melbourne Phoenix. And you know they're going to be a genuine contender. They're 3-1.